This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy any securities or other instruments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel and may not reflect the opinion of Brook Street Securities Corporation. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owned shares of the company discussed in this program. Brook Street was not making a market in the securities mentioned in this program, but its representatives may deal as agent and or principal in the securities mentioned in this program. Additional information on securities discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. Welcome to another segment of Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And for today's show, we have a very special guest lined up. We'll be on for two blocks. The founder, the president of the Investors Business Daily, along with many other services they offer. We'll have Bill O'Neill on, one of the gentlemen that I credit with being one of the most influential and helpful to me in my business, in my process. So I'm really looking forward to Bill joining us shortly. What I'd like to do is I'd like to do in the first segment a lot of times is really just get into the market a little bit, get into what we're doing at Magnet to evaluate it, and even tie a few things in that I know Bill O'Neill likes to talk about. First and foremost, if we want to be profitable in the market, we need to know the direction of the overall stock market. Most stocks follow the general trend of the market. What makes us a little bit different at Magnet is understanding how weighted some of these indexes are, and understanding that at certain times they could appear to be in a bull market and leaving your stocks behind. There are other times the market is doing nothing, which is what it's doing right now, and there's still plenty of stocks doing well. So what I really believe at this moment is the market has gotten narrower and narrower. The way we look at that, we look at the number of new highs in the market on a day-to-day basis compared to how many are making a new low. What we're seeing is a trend now that's lasted for a few weeks where simply stocks have stopped making new highs. Sectors have really narrowed down their performance at this stage. And while we are in a corrective mode, one of the things I love to look at to step backwards are point and figure charts. By the way, we've had Tom Dorsey on our show a few weeks ago from Dorsey Wright. Their model is somewhat of a momentum model. It's pointing 100% negative. They're looking to be cautious. We're seeing the caution throughout the stock market, where even when the market is trading higher, lately it's doing so on smaller volume, which simply means the institutions do not have the conviction right now. What we're seeing more than any time recently is I do believe the public is actually confused whether we're in a bull market or we had a bear market reaction from a generational bear market, whether we're actually in a growth economy or things are starting to slow down. What I think you need to look at, my own opinion, is when you look at corporate finance right now, the cash flow at companies is about the highest we've ever seen. We're seeing corporate earnings come in good. You know from our prior conversations, I'm more interested in price to sales than the bottom PE level, because I do believe the E gets moved around quite a bit. So what we're looking at here is a confusing market for some. Often when things are confusing, it's best to be getting your buy list together, best to be getting your list together, best not to be on margin trying to slug your way through some losses that may come and hit your portfolio. So what I've talked about again and again is the process of being a disciplined, knowledgeable investor. You need to know your own parameters in terms of how long you're going to be in the market, what kind of volatility you can handle. But I do believe more than most people I speak to is that stock selection is paramount. And, of course, you do not want it to be buying into a strong bear market. I do not believe we're in a bear market. It's my reading that with even with these tiny new lows or the tiny new highs that are being registered right now, we're in a pullback environment with simply too much money on the sidelines. The bond yields are simply not attractive enough. I believe there's too much money on the sidelines for this market not to turn around and give us another run. While I'm not trying to predict the top for indexes or bottom for indexes, my premise is to find the right sectors. My premise is to find the right stocks. And then going from one of my, another one of the gentlemen I've learned a tremendous amount from, Jesse Livermore, the old trader, used to love to say that you could generate profits with a randomly selected stock portfolio of stocks, which simply means by letting your profits run, by cutting your losses at the appropriate time, you don't even have to start with the top portfolio as long as you use proper money management. Well, it's my premise that if you add on to that the what to buy, the list of stocks called down that have the fundamental, technical, the right valuation, and the right support behind them, coupled with the when to buy them using a combination of whether it's stochastics, MACD, point and figure, envelope, Bollinger Bands, many different tools that could be used to time the when to do it. Thirdly, once your portfolio is in place, to manage it with professional money management, not being afraid at times to hold some cash, not being afraid at times to use some margin where the market is really, really trading very favorably. So I think what we need to do here is that whole top-down approach of where the market's going, what sectors are the strongest, what the competition is from the bond yields and the direction that's going in. So I think we'll probably have a very excellent conversation with Bill O'Neill coming up. The premise being, I watch commercials now on television, and they say, well, on my online trader, by the time I'm finished making a cup of coffee, several ideas shoot out for me to do business. Folks, I think it's insulting to believe it's that easy. If it was, everyone would be rich in the stock market. The stock market only really helps those that are willing to spend the amount of time, the amount of dedication to improve what they do and get better at what they do. This is not a very easy business, and it shouldn't be pretended to be. Going back again to a passage from Jesse Livermore, he likes to joke. He's at a dinner party, and a brain surgeon turns around and says, is there any quick way for me to make any money in the market? Where Jesse Livermore would respond, well, doc, is there a quick operation you'd like me to come in and do? I'll pick up a couple dollars on the side, too. It's a tongue-in-cheek comment that you need to be dedicated to the business you're in. Too many people try to day trade this market with too little knowledge. A few years ago, it created horrendous losses, but not for those that used the discipline, not for those who knew when to step away from the table, not for those who used stops and had their emotions in check. So this is the whole premise of what we've talked about at Magnet Investing. I will tell you that I have virtually read almost every book I can get my hands on. Early in my career, I had the fortune of someone showing me a copy of The Investor's Business Daily. Mr. O'Neill goes on through his writings to share other recommended readings. I did those. I went to their big bibliography, and one thing has led to another. To where I do believe that some of the best facets of Magnet is the combination of value, growth, and momentum investor, and shortly we'll bring on William O'Neill, who probably had as large and positive influence on me and my career as anybody that's out there. It's a privilege to bring him on the show with us. You are listening to VoiceAmericaBusiness.com. I am Jordan Kimmel, and we'll be right back with Bill O'Neill right after these quick messages on profitable investing. Stay tuned.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvestment.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now and never make a bad investment again. 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On Managing Technology the Right Way, we'll talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its associated risks. Heard every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Sun Jogal, the host of Managing Technology the Right Way, will interview business leaders and other experts that have shaped the way we use technology. If you want to keep up with the changing world of technology, listen to Managing Technology the Right Way with Sun Jogal every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Achieve total wealth management. Listen to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roy Diefendorf every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern on Business America Radio. Three-Dimensional Wealth is a show dedicated to teaching you a values-based approach to comprehensive total wealth management through practical strategies and expert advice. Take your first step down the road of financial independence. Listen to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roy Diefendorf, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Hey, Ranger, why do you have to remind people to be careful with fire?
Well, Mr. Mountain Lion, sometimes people need to be reminded about certain things, like not to run with scissors or let children play with wild dingoes, and to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you're saying is that people can be careless and forgetful?
Pretty much.
That makes me very sad.
Sounds like someone needs a hug.
Back off or I'll turn your hat into confetti!
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
West Coast Business Review, your information source for connecting you to the business world. Your host, Amy Campbell, brings to you weekly informative guests from around the globe, giving you vital information on developing and propelling your business and careers. Tune in on Business America Radio every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, where listeners call in live. Connect to West Coast Business Review at www.westcoastbusinessreview.com.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 1-888-766-6828. Once again, that number is 1-888-766-6828. Let's get back to another segment of Profitable Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to another segment of Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And as promised, we do have a very special guest. We have Bill O'Neill, the president and chairman of the Investors Business Daily, both newspaper and services. Bill, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Good to be with you.
All righty. And, Bill, I first came across your paper nearly 15 years ago. It has really changed my career, and I credit you, really, with being one of the most influential people in my career. Also credit you, really, frankly, with being one of the most vocal and best both growth investors and with some momentum thrown in there. If you would, could you spend just a couple of minutes contrasting your can-slim approach with the traditional Wall Street brokerage research, and also spend a minute maybe about the initial resistance you encountered before you proved yourself with your results?
Well, Jordan, we did something very different. We didn't go along with what anybody in Wall Street was doing, and there's some very capable people there, but we went back to build a database, actually the first one in this country, day by day, on all the companies, and we selected models each year, beginning in 1950 with the stocks that went up the most, 100, 500% or so. And we put all the fundamental and technical variables that were known at that time in there, and we tried to analyze and find out, okay, these stocks that were phenomenal performers, what were the characteristics at the beginning before they went up five times? And then also, how did those characteristics change when the stock ultimately topped and had a severe decline? So what we have done is we've done historical, factual analysis. We're not interested in personal opinion, whether it's ours or anybody else's. We're interested in facts of what actually worked best. Now, that's what you see in Investor's Business Daily when you look at this 100 list. That is a computer-generated list every week where we use all these rules that we built up over the years, and that's where the CAN-SLIM formula came from. We learned, for example, that the C is current earnings. The current earnings, if they're up on an average of 75-80% or more, that's what most of these big winners showed. The sales were accelerating. The return on equity was at least 17-20%. They had a brand new product or a service that was selling very rapidly, and they were leading their particular field in, with that product. So these are based on facts that worked, not somebody's personal evaluation or personal opinion. And that's why it works much better. So that's different. We find that history shows that it's the same set of characteristics. Now, we've done something very fascinating. We decided this has worked so well that we've gone back to 1880, and we've now got a database from 1880 to now that can show every one of the outstanding stocks each and every year. We can show you what Union Pacific looked like in 1900 before it went up five times.
Okay, I haven't seen anything with data really. I mean, 26 is where they accumulate returns. 50s, where I've seen data, 1880, that's amazing.
You want to know the really fascinating thing?
Uh-huh.
It's the same set of characteristics. In other words, America is the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. It had more inventors, more innovative people with new products. It was Thomas Edison back in 1880. It was somebody else building the railroads across the country. It was Henry Ford, and on and on. And it was Sarnoff with the radio in 1922. And it just continues on. And that's why it's a shame that investors don't sit down and really study and do their homework, because you've got this great country that has these innovators. Every year there's a new Google coming along out of nowhere.
It's a beautiful, beautiful lead into the next thing I want to go to, is that, you know, there's so many new names in the S&P, and these names come from somewhere. I personally have a belief individuals have an advantage over institutions. They can get the data they couldn't get before, whether it's through your newspaper, through your online services, or the other various online opportunities. But they can buy the smaller and up-and-coming companies, while the larger funds have to just buy ultra-large companies. Do you agree the individuals have an advantage, maybe?
Very definitely, except that they have to do their homework.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's going to take 3 or 4 hours a week. They're going to have to study some charts. They're going to have to read IBD. They're going to have to find out how the market really works, rather than just listening to somebody's hot tip of, oh, here's something we think you should buy, personal opinion type thing.
Well, it goes into the amount of criteria that you actually offer, and some people have talked about just momentum, or some people will look at a high low and a PE. I know I subscribe to your daily graphs, and I even have the larger charts that you have where there's well over 100 indicators. But I think that what's very important is that you talk about using an unemotional scoring process, in contrast with either seat of the pants or hearing rumors.
I got to tell you an exciting thing. About 2 weeks ago, we had a Marine fighter pilot that wrote in to us the best letter we've seen in years. He loves Investor's Business Daily, and his reason is that we operate exactly the same way that they're trained when they go to flight school.
Mm.
he said that when he's sitting in that fighter, that there are 28 instruments. They are taught to know exactly what is normal for all those instruments and to recognize if something is abnormal. They also have to memorize emergency rules. If this happens, you always do this. If something else happens, you always do that. And he says that you never, ever, ever, ever violate a rule if you want to live. And he says that it's exactly what we're doing in Investor's Business Daily, that we're dealing in facts and analysis and not personal opinions or emotions, and that they're taught that they can't go by how they feel or their emotions. They've got to believe the instruments and they've got to follow the rules if they want to live.
What a tremendous analogy. And
yes.
Certainly, you know, the fact is, I sat in my seat, I manage money, and people can get very emotional. Their body temperature even changes. And, you know, all of a sudden, a carefully laid out plan turns into emotional approach, which is, I think, what happened. A lot of the day traders were taught to cut your losses under all costs, and I think basically they froze.
Yes. See, what this whole CAN-SLIM system was built around, how do you find the best stocks in the market? Now, we know how to do that. We know they're the ones with the accelerating earnings that are up a huge amount, with accelerating sales, with high return on equity, with a new product, new service that's selling well. They begin to get some institutional sponsorship because those are the people that drive the stocks up. Then we also know the reality of the marketplace. In studying now 100 years of market history, we know that no matter how smart you are, you're going to make some mistakes. So we have calculated that the perfect point to cut short your mistake is when you're down 7 or 8% from what you paid for a stock. It always goes out. That guarantees, like a little insurance policy, that you'll never, ever suffer a 20, 30, 50, 70% loss. You can't come back from a 70% loss.
Right.
So you have to take your little insurance policy. Now, on the other side, you have a set of sell rules that once you buy a Google that happens to be fantastic or whatever, you sell some of them when they're up 20% because you could have one 20% profit and two 8% losses and you're still not hurt. And that's only by being right one out of three times. Now, we have some exception rules that will tell you that this stock has more power, more strength, more possibility, and you play that out for a longer-term investment, and you have a set of sell rules on that, that where you nail down a profit that may be 50% or 100 or 200%. So it's all based on rules of if this happens, you do this. If that happens, you do this. And that's what the fighter pilot is talking about. You take the emotion out of it, take your personal opinion out, take the personal opinion of the broker out of it, and you go purely on facts that are proven.
Right. And again, you know, I have a math degree. My whole premise of putting probabilities with me, and then making sure that even if there's a small possibility that it's all over should the negative outcome take place, that's a risk you cannot take. That's a risk that people saw when they lost 80% of their portfolio. Frankly, Bill, I don't think you can think straight when you're in that position. Your decision making goes bad, and you're in a cloud.
Yeah, you panic. You know, Livermore said many years ago there are two things in the market: hope and fear. The only problem is you hope when you should fear, and you fear when you should hope, because you get scared.
Right.
When things are going down, you don't want to face that you've made a mistake, so you freeze.
Right.
And you cannot win
again
operating with that kind of lack of set of rules.
With you 100%. Bill, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm going to keep you on for as long as you'll be on for our show. Folks, you are listening to Voice America Radio. I am Jordan Kimmel. We'll be right back with more Profitable Investing and Bill O'Neill after these quick messages.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvestment.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now and never make a bad investment again.
1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Are you interested in the immigration laws that are increasingly affecting the way we all live? Then you need to tune in to Learner on Immigration every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on Business America Radio. Host Brian Lerner, a certified specialist in immigration and nationality law, will give you updates on current immigration laws and allow you to call in and have your questions answered. The immigration policies of this country affect us all. Find out how on Learner on Immigration with certified specialist Brian Lerner. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, the Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Attention shoppers, if anyone is missing a rather plump set of love handles, please come to the customer service counter and claim them. The ample love handles were lost in the produce department where their former owner had purchased fruits and veggies to munch on during the big game. Thank you and have a good day.
Small step number 81, snack on fruits and veggies. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to get healthy. Learn more at www.smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Bottom Line in Business Talk. Voice America Business.
Welcome back to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to be a caller on the show, dial toll-free at 1-888-766-6828. Now please welcome back the host of Profitable Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to another segment of Profitable Investing. And as we know, we have Bill O'Neill, the founder and chairman president of the Investors Business Daily, on the line right now. And, Bill, we've talked about how there's some papers or there's some articles, do-it-yourself, this is a real easy thing. I'm put off by that, by the make it look too easy. Your approach through your paper is always to stress the hard work and discipline needed to be successful. Can you maybe comment on some of the areas in the paper where maybe in 15, 20 minutes people can enhance their performance significantly?
Well, the first thing is the second section of the paper on Mondays, we have something called the IBD 100. And that is a result of years and years of historical research of coming up with rules that will let the computer go through and objectively select the stocks that have the best fundamentals, the best earnings, the best price performance, all the characteristics necessary. And that 100 list has been in being for about 2.5 years. Taking all of the stocks overall, it was up 76%, while the S&P was up 24%. So it very clearly outruns almost everything that's out there. Whether it's Value Line or you name it. Now, we have added some things that will save a great deal of time for people that in addition to listing those stocks, we now show a chart on each one, and we actually analyze the chart for the people. We'll tell them this stock is extended 50% from the last base and consolidation area, and so temporarily leave it alone because it's too risky.
Mm-hmm.
And we put a border around a stock. For example, there are only four or five stocks they put a border around. Well, you do that when a stock is in a basing area and a potential buying area. And one of them they put a border around this morning was SRA International. The symbol, the stock symbol is SRX. Well, it's in a basing area. The earnings are growing at 39% a year. The last quarter is up 58%. The last quarter sales up 48%. It had 10 quarters in a row of earnings up strong. Everything was there, and we put a border around. Well, it's up 4 points for the day.
Well, now, it shot right out of that base this morning.
Yes. So, and not all of them are going to be right,
mm-hmm.
but again, we have our rules. The ones that work, you sit with and give a little more room. The ones that don't work, you cut the loss short so you don't get yourself hurt. But we've now computerized the rules of how do you find the very best stocks in out of 10,000? And we think we've proven that we can do it and it'll work. Now, you have to be realistic and understand how to interpret this and realize you're going to be wrong every once in a while and how to manage your money. You make a mistake, cut it back. If you get something worthwhile, you maybe add just a little bit, but don't get carried away.
Right, but let me touch on this. It's very interesting because when I first got your paper, I was naive. I grabbed the paper. I said, this is easy. Let me find the 99.99s that have the best earnings, the best price momentum. It's hard to lose. But, you know, if you could touch, I know that I've read through other supplemental pieces that I've subscribed to, and you make it very clear that there's other ways of dealing with your scoring model. Maybe you could spend a minute on that.
Well, I think I can make it as easy as 1, 2, 3. The first thing you do is we have a system on the general market. You look at the market indexes, and on Investors Business Daily, we have one page where there are large blown-up charts on the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
If the market is in a downtrend that's confirmed, and our big picture column will be telling you this, you back away and you don't go in and buy a bunch of stocks. And maybe you get off margin and you raise a little cash. Now, at some point, somewhere, the market finally will turn. And we never buy on a first or second day of a turn up, but we wait to see, can the market follow through? Well, a few days ago, the New York Stock Exchange Index followed through on an attempted rally on a fourth, fifth day. The volume was up from the day before. It was up more than 1.5%. And so did the S&P 600. So, and also at that time, the put-call ratio jumped up to 1.23, which meant, or 1.2, that more people were buying puts than calls. And in the last 15 years, that's been about as high as it's gotten. And always that usually brings about a recovery when everybody turns negative. So you follow the general market. That's the first thing. Am I in an uptrend? And yes, we're in a confirmed uptrend now, even though it's hard to believe because the market's been so tough.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is now you look for stocks that have great earnings, great sales, new products that are superior, all these fundamental variables. And then third, you go to a chart and you see, is this in a right place to buy or is it very late and too risky? Now, the only other thing I can say is, you can go out on investors.com and read an archived article. Like if you saw this SRX and it fit everything, go read the story where we explain what are the company's products. They're in the national security market dealing with Homeland Defense. They're in the healthcare market. Understand what the products are so you know what you've got, what you're dealing with. And then you have your buy rules and your sell rules, and it's not that complicated. But these are the vital steps that you got to agree with the general market, you got to be in a stock that has all the fundamentals, and you got to time it right, and then you got to have the buy rules and sell rules, and that's
absolutely
it.
Absolutely. Well, let me share with you. You know, one of the things, and I've been in the business since '86, and one of the resistances you'll hear from people, yeah, but I never heard of that company yet. Maybe I should just stick to GM and Ford, and I've never heard of that new company. I was knocked out this weekend when I saw you've taken a new step in your newspaper to add top-ranked, a new column, top-ranked low-price stocks. Now, these aren't the companies that are low-price, I think, for a reason. They have the numbers behind them, and I think maybe this will even enable people to get their list together, to do their homework. I think this is a great column. Can you talk about the willingness of buying? So, you know, you mentioned Google. This was a name no one heard 2 years ago.
Well, frankly, we put the best of the low-price stocks in there because we don't like low-price stocks too much, and we put most of them out, the $2 and $5 stocks, out on the website, and yet we know that there are some that are worthwhile, and so we wanted to sort through the ones that were better to try to help the people that just can't break themselves of the habit of trying to look for a $5 stock. But so we're using the computer to screen through and build models of everything that's worked and to sort through and save people time. Everybody's busy. They, you know, it takes time to go to work, and we're trying to make it simpler and easier to sift down to the few things that are relevant. But then somebody's got to understand what our rules are, to realize that, you know, you just can't go in and pick any old thing and hope it's going to work. You've got to have rules that once you're in the ball game, what do? You get on first base, don't get picked off.
Okay, gotcha. Now, I want to just touch base. We have a few minutes on this block left. I finished reading a book recently by John Boyk. He talked about the lessons from the five greatest stock traders of all time. Bill, you know the book. You're one of them. The other four names he mentioned were Gerald Loeb, Nicholas Darvish, Jesse Livermore, all whose books you've recommended. The last one, Bernard Baruch. Could you spend just a minute maybe or so in maybe how you use some people before you to help you develop your own model?
Well, I bought a library on the market, and believe it or not, there are a couple thousand books written on the market. Every professor, everybody and their brothers, a lot of writers have written, and there are about 10 books that were worthwhile. These are all by people who had been there, done it, made a lot of money. When Gerald Loeb, who was with the old E.F. Hutton, was a young broker in the San Francisco office, he made $2 million pyramiding in Montgomery Ward back in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money back then.
Yeah, and Livermore, of course, was highly successful for years. He led a kind of aggressive personal life and got into a lot of problems. He was a big drinker and some other things. But these people had systems at work. Now, Ned Johnson Sr., the founder of Fidelity,
mm-hmm.
his Bible was Reminiscences of a Stock Operator that was written by Lefebvre, which was really about Livermore.
Mm-hmm.
And
great book.
So, but this is Ned Johnson Sr., the founder of Fidelity Fund, which is your biggest, most successful fund group. That was his Bible, and it was all technical charts,
mm-hmm.
Price movement, tape reading. And there was an old book by Humphrey Neal on tape reading and market tactics. So I read all those, and you get some ideas from those, and they all tend to be somewhat the same. But where we really put the finishing touch on it is we went through and built the models of, see, Loeb didn't necessarily talk that much about charts, and Livermore didn't talk that much about charts. But we built the models, and we came up with the facts and figures and refined these systems and got more sell rules down. Very few people talked about sell rules. We got about 20 sell rules, sell when this mm-hmm. happens, sell when that happens. I knew Loeb. I met him a couple of times. The last time before he wrote his last book, he came down to Los Angeles. He was looking for some more ideas to throw in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him before he left, just as he was walking out the door, I said, incidentally, in your book, you always recommend cutting losses at 10%. Do you always do that? And his answer to me was, I would hope to be out of them long before they got down 10%.
Right, amazing. By timing the buy right so that you could,
yeah.
that's a perfect comment.
So I think what he was saying is if it's down 5 or 6%, he wants out. So in other words, he was always cutting losses, and yet the things that would work, he would then follow up on. So this is a method that the best in the business have learned over the years. You're going to make mistakes, cut them quick.
Beautiful.
And when you're right, maybe you buy a little bit more and add to it and then give it some time and then have at some point you have to have sell it to nail it down. Otherwise, it may come right back down. You lose it.
Gotcha. Bill, what I would need to do is I need to take a real brief break, and then I want to spend the last segment on some of the more and the newer improvements that you just made to the Investor's Business Daily. You have been listening to Voice America Business. I am Jordan Kimmel. We'll be right back with more profitable investing with Bill O'Neill after this quick break.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvestment.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now and never make a bad investment again. 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
The truth is that most Americans are truly misinformed about health-related issues. Do you know what your doctor is really charging you for? For the truth on what's really going on, tune into Life Lessons with Dr. Lawrence James Jr. every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. On the show, Dr. Lawrence James Jr. will discuss everyday social and political issues that affect you. So won't you please join Dr. Lawrence James Jr. for Life Lessons every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Win with effective marketing. Win with proper positioning and branding. Win with Dick McDonald on his show Win-Win Marketing for Buyers and Sellers every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. On the show, we will discuss the challenges and common mistakes made in today's industry while providing you insight on what you can do to avoid these pitfalls. Get ahead with effective marketing in today's world. Listen to Win-Win Marketing for Sellers and Buyers with Dick McDonald, heard every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time here on the Bottom Line of Business, BusinessAmericaRadio.com. You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, the Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business, this is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 1-888-766-6828. Once again, that number is 1-888-766-6828. Let's get back to another segment of Profitable Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And we are back with another segment of Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel, and we are joined by Bill O'Neill, the president and founder of the Investor Business Daily. And Bill, we've talked over time that the paper's been out now for 20-plus years. I know that the subscriptions have swelled, but I still believe there's too many people out there who aren't spending the time to get your valuable service. Again, remember, this is a radio show, so I don't want to be over-endorsing. I could simply say, of all men alive, all men in the industry, I think you've been one of the most influential in creating the most millionaires and really promoting an approach of unbiased quantitative approach. Bill, one of the things we started to get into, you talked about some of the greats that went before you. One of the advantages that you have and people can benefit from you, you've taken a lot of these concepts, you've computerized it, and your computer actually does work that no one else has the personal time to do. Can you kind of talk about how the action of the market actually shows up in your paper day to day?
Well, the first thing I would suggest people look at the general market page. We have these large blown up charts on all the major indexes. And we also have a column called the Big Picture.
Mm-hmm.
It analyzes these general market indexes every day. Now, during January, we're saying there are 6 distribution days. You should be selling stocks and raising cash, back away from the market. This thing has been deadly accurate, just interpreting what is actually happening, the facts, rather than some personal opinion, well, market's too high or it's too low or it's a mm-hmm. value or whatever. So the big picture column is something people should read all the time just to know, where am I in the general market? What is it actually doing right now? And should I be in it or should I be backing out of it? It's been very accurate. It nailed the 2000 top. And kept a lot of people out that were avid followers that paid attention to it. So that's one thing in the paper. The other thing is the Monday issue each week has this IBD 100 list. It's the list of the very best companies. One of the measures we have in the paper that is probably our most accurate one is a composite rating system, and the stocks that rate 90 or higher are the ones that have all of the fundamental characteristics and all the market characteristics. So you start with that, a list of companies that have an outstanding record, big earnings, big profits, whatever. Then you look at a chart, and you can go out to investors.com and you can get daily graphs or We have some IBD charts. You have daily charts, weekly charts. We have some courses explaining how to interpret charts to see when is a stock in a base or when is a stock acting poorly and should be sold.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use investors.com to see some of the other products that we've got, some of the educational things on how we give workshops all across the country, and we have thousands of people that go to this. So it's an educational thing that we're really doing, and the paper has something called Investor's Corner, where every day we're explaining a concept that of how to select stocks or when to sell them.
Right.
So it's just designed for the individual investor.
Let me touch on a couple places that I derive a lot out of it and let you comment on this too. The areas of the weekly where the big money is flowing. The areas where you actually put in bold the stocks that had a nice movement, price movement on volume. And then the last area I talked to, I've got two boys, 8 and 10, and an area where, you know, the leaders and the success page, the how you think and those profiles you give almost every day, I think are just inspiring. They're about people I've never known before. So those are two areas I want you to also touch if you have a moment to do that.
Okay, let's take first the leaders and success page.
Yeah.
When I was a young man, I didn't get as good an education. I was in a small town in the Middle West, and it was only after I got in college and out of college that I started really reading. And you find out about people like Lincoln and Edison and all these people that were phenomenally successful. And I must have read dozens and dozens of books. Henry Kaiser, Andrew Carnegie when he built the steel business, and on and on. Well, we have built a database on the most successful business leaders, sports leaders, you name it. And in the Leaders and Success column each day, we'll talk about one of these people and how did they do it? What did they believe in? Who were their heroes? What did they read? What did
mm-hmm.
they do? All the presidents, you know.
Absolutely. Coaches. I love that. I love that column.
Yeah, and it is a great inspirational thing. And we have a lot of parents that will give this to their kids. And sometimes the kids will take these
mm-hmm.
stories to their school, and they'll
exactly.
they'll share it with their friends. It is basically a profile of how to be real successful in your personal life, in your business, with your attitudes. And you learn from the people who have been the most successful. So that's what that's all about, and we're having a lot of people that love it. In fact, one of the biggest mutual funds in the country, where they have 30 or 40 top mutual fund managers, I had a meeting with them one time a few years ago, and a guy comes up to me and he says, whatever you do, don't ever take Leaders and Success out, because I read that before I read anything about the market. And this is one of the top money managers
that's
in the
wonderful.
Country.
That's a wonderful story.
So it'll help your kids.
What we're going to do is I could spend literally all day on the phone with you, Bill. We only have a couple minutes left. What I'd like you to do, if you could, where can they come and maybe get even a free trial, a free look at your website, just a taste of this, Bill. It's my belief. I know it's your conviction and your enthusiasm. Can you let the people get their hands on it, let them try it, and then let them, again, learn how to fish for life?
Okay,
where can they get more information?
There's two things. You can go to investors.com, and you can get a free 4-week subscription to our e-product, electronic version, or a 2-week free subscription to the print version, and just test it and try it. Or you can pick up a copy on the newsstand. The other thing you might want to do is we've got 3 or 4 books on the market. You can get
mm-hmm.
those in a bookstore, read one of them, make some notes, and write out your own buy rules and sell rules. Investors.com is the place that you can go. We've got some educational courses that are free out there. We explain a lot about the system and the methods. I would advise everybody, that's a simple, easy thing that most people can do, investors.com. And if they learn what's in here, their results almost have to improve.
Well, I agree with you, Bill. I will share with you from, again, my personal side. I think I've read nearly every single publication your group has put out. We subscribe to Daily Graphs. the newspaper. It's really been my privilege having you on the phone. And I know that you talk about give a man a fish or teach him to fish for life. You've been more than generous with sharing your rules, your everything that made you the success you are. And Bill, without making you blush too much, you know you are a legend in our industry. It's been a privilege to have you on the show, and I hope you come back and join us again for our listeners to learn more.
Well, you've been very kind, and we appreciate the opportunity to get with you off and on.
All right, well, I appreciate that. Once again, folks, you have been listening to Profitable Investing here on Voice America Business. We will see you next week at the same time. Have a profitable week, and thanks for spending the time with us.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for another exciting hour of profitable investing, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.